La 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 la
Good morning. I'll introduce the tens on duty. Ten number three of Petach Tikva. Ashdod group. Mexico. Brazil, ten number three. And Bulgaria. We are the group from Ashdod. I'm trying to choose my words correctly because I'm excited. I want to tell all of society here that we feel your support. You know that us from Ashdod, we're raising a gear. We need your support. We feel it. And that's it. Let's just feel one another. It really helps us. We feel you. So thank you.
מתוך רבש סדר ישיבת התוועדות.
רבש, the agenda of the assembly. First, one must praise the importance of the gathering, and then see what to acquire from that activity. It is, as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. In other words, the beginning of the assembling, meaning the beginning of the discussions, which is the beginning of the assembly, should be about praising the society. Each and every one must try to provide reasons and explanations for their merit and importance. They should speak nothing but praise of society. Finally, its praise should be disclosed by the friends. Again. First, one must praise the importance of the gathering, and then see what to acquire from that activity. It is, as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. In other words, the beginning of the assembly, meaning the beginning of the discussions, which is the beginning of the assembly, should be about praising the society. Each and every one must try to provide reasons and explanations for their merit and importance. They should speak nothing but praise of society. Finally, its praise should be disclosed by all the friends. And according to Rabash's advice, we will now perform a task in the tens. Every friend in the ten talks about his impression of the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the opportunities he received in the past week from one of his friends. According to Rabash's advice, it is important that every friend places as much importance and flavor in his comments. Let's do it in the tens now. Again, the task is every friend in the ten talks about his impression of the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the opportunities he received in the past week from one of the friends. According to Rabash's advice, it is important that each friend places as much importance and flavor in his comments. Okay, what can I say? It's not just from one friend, but this week we had a big celebration, great joy. A friend of us, Shai, from our tent, got married, and to see the society, which they all get together into this joy, this is something which gave us a lot of excitement and inspiration. There are so many cases, so many examples of friends who got together and who helped supposedly beyond the ordinary, much more beyond the ordinary. And that gave us a lot of confidence, a lot of confidence.
Also, all the examples I have in my head right now are around the whole tent getting together to prepare the wedding. I felt that we all feel like our brothers getting married, and everybody behaved in that way. Specific example I can think of was yesterday that Alex decided to prepare a surprise for Shai. And he just made a clip, and all day he just organized this thing way beyond his powers, and he made it nice and pushed all of us. I felt his desire, not the clip, but I felt that it was important for everybody to show the Ervut towards one another.
Yeah, the question speaks about the inspiration that a friend gave us, but the friends from all around the world simply surrounded me with such love and purposefulness. I could really feel it on my flesh that we care about each other. You are friends who strive to reach the goal. And that mutual guarantee and that concern of yours that we all have for each other so that no one will care for himself. It was really felt this week, and I know that I'm gonna keep it with me forever, that sensation that you're being taken care of and that you have to take care of others.
There's a lot of examples, a lot of impressions from the friends. Especially two friends in the tent. And the whole big story, there's always little stories that if you pay attention, there's a lot of grace and you get a lot of forces from them. And the great story, like you said, was a very special event, very exciting to see all of society. But in that story, we have two friends in the tent that a difficulty was discovered between them that wasn't solved for a week, even though we made all kinds of attempts. A gap that comes from, I don't know, a difference in approach, and everybody thinks they know best. But yesterday, in some moment of mercy from above, I found them hugging each other really strongly, and they just put everything on the side and saw society is great and the goal is great and overcome themselves just like that, without just gave me like this good blow of warmth in my heart. So things reveal themselves, but we can, society gives us forces to overcome the crisis.
On Thursday in the 10 after the morning lesson, we have a meeting, an operational meeting of the 10, half an hour after the lesson on Thursdays. And there's a friend who in the last few weeks organizes these week meetings, and every time he sets in the schedule, and then we start discussing it and arguing about it, and through this, and eventually he actually organizes it, and through this I feel his attitude in the middle of the day, where when the importance is pretty low, he strives to increase it, and you can really feel how he tries to rise above nature, and that is really inspiring. This is an actual thing. You can see how a friend does things
you can see his desire and how he overcomes all obstacles. It's amazing.
One of the examples that grabbed me this week is a great friend that was an army man for many years, a veteran, high ranking, did many things, and to see him as part of the preparations for the wedding, hanging things off the ceiling, decorations. So the gap between the strong army person with everything he did, he still had the patience to hang decorations all day. It gave me a lot of greatness on what has to hold such a friend up, that his value for decorations isn't great, but he still did it for a whole day with a lot of devotion. I don't know, it got me, really impressed me.
I felt in general from all the examples that you mentioned and more things that I happened to see, I felt the Creator operating through us, through the friends, through them they express His bestowal, but actually it's the Creator operating. I could really feel it as the source of power to do everything, all the overcomings, all the actions. It all came from Him as a result of our efforts.
The last few weeks, there's a sensation that the friends are trying to find any angle to attack this matter of how I stop being concerned with myself and put something external as my source of inspiration and what I'm concerned of. It's like it surrounds you. Wherever you look, you see friends that take the concern from themselves as something outside of them. And it's not something natural. It's not like a relative or anything, but just because this is what the Kabbalists told them to do, that's the spiritual implementation. That's the motive of the whole society.
On Tuesday, lai lai la 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 la